This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1549. Don't get left behind when the conversation escalates. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
When people get excited in conversations, things naturally tend to speed up. What can you do to keep up with the pace so you can contribute in conversations? Learn a key strategy that you can use today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? We're on camera today over on YouTube.
Hey, I just made this crazy face. Hi, guys. How are you? Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, guys, nice if you didn't know this, we do occasionally, about once a week, a little less than that, we publish some of our episodes over on YouTube. Yes. So you can actually see us recording this episode, which is a whole other way to consume the podcast.
Right, Michelle? Yeah. Exactly. Now you can see when I check things or what's going on. So anyway, guys, yes, welcome to All Ears English on YouTube. And if you're not watching on YouTube, then that also is okay welcome too. To you.
Absolutely. Michelle, we've been talking a lot lately about fast group conversations, right? I mean, it's one thing if our listeners can understand you and me, you know, speaking back and forth. Right. It's just two people. We're speaking at a normal speed, but it's just two of us. But what happens when there's a third or even a fourth, right?
It completely changes, you know, the dynamic, right? Yeah. It changes everything because, you know, two speakers, you're listening in a different way. So guys, when all of a sudden you jump, have a third person or a fourth person jump in, it's a whole different ball game, right?
Oh my God, a whole different ball game. I love that expression, by the way. A really good one. A whole different ball game. So we're going to try to help our listeners with this today. And what exactly are we going to hone in on today around, you know, fast conversations in groups?
Well, what happens in groups, guys, is that there is a lot of back and forth, you know, so sometimes, you know, one person will take over the conversation for a couple seconds or something like that. And then it'll switch quickly. Yeah. Like another person will go, oh, this, yes. Right? And things move very, very, very quickly. And so those are the moments where I think that listeners might have a tricky time, right? Because all of a sudden it's like, wait, who's talking? What's going on? And you're just kind of moving back and forth so quickly, right? So we kind of want to get a handle on this. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, what is the strategy? How can we, you know, really follow in these moments where things go one, two, boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom. Right. Sometimes people take over and it's good. Like you want to hear what that person's saying. You want to understand and be able to interject again yourself. So you're not left way behind the crowd, right? That's what today is about.
Exactly, exactly. You want to be able to follow so that you can understand what people are saying, but also that you can speak, you can interject, you can say your opinion and not miss anything in the middle.
Yeah. And Michelle, that's really why we created Conversations and Coffee. It's our new subscription program, guys, where every week, every Wednesday, if you are signed up, if you're on the list, you get a weekly listening quiz and you're listening to a fast in English conversation with our whole team, with three or four of us, Michelle, Aubrey, right. Jessica, me. And we are going fast, right? We are going natural, going fast. And it's not easy.
It's not easy. And we talk about really, really fun topics. Yeah. And that's why, guys, and we'll kind of get into this, like that's why the boom, boom, boom happens is that's because we're talking about these fun topics that we all want to pitch in what we have to say. We all want to contribute.
Exactly. And you want to be around native speakers who are excited about that. They're excited. You want to be in places where people are excited what they're talking about, but you need to be able to listen. So guys, to subscribe there, go to allearsenglish.com/fast and get on the list. It's just a weekly program. And I'm telling you, it's going to change your listening skills. So cool. So cool.
Absolutely. I love it. This is so much fun. So guys, let's talk about the strategy here, right? So
yeah, what is it?
The idea is to think when you're listening, think about what moves the conversation forward. So that's the question, right?
Okay.
So how does each comment tie together, right? Why does one person stop talking? Why does the next person start talking? So we'll get more into that. But I mean, why? Why do we do that? And how do we do that? So, I mean, why? I mean, this helps us focus, right? So this is really, really paying attention because you're kind of going back and forth very quickly. So this really forces you when you're practicing your listening skills, especially with these conversations, these group conversations, this really forces you to listen in a very different way. You're not necessarily listening to all the specific words, or you're not you're listening to this one thing.
Okay.
Why is the conversation moving forward?
Okay.
What is happening? So this is just a new way to practice, a new strategy to use to help you with these group conversations.
Okay. So you mean we're trying to find kind of like the link? Like what is the link?
Yes.
Like we noticed that it just moved from movies to, I don't know, drama, like Broadway. Were we trying to figure out what was the link? What was that thing that was said? Is that what you mean?
Right. What kind of set off this chain reaction?
Okay.
Right? Like, why did it go slow, slow, quick? And what led us there and why? Right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're listening for, right? And so that, you know, another thing is this will lead us to naturally understanding things, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
Once you, if you focus on this topic, I mean, this is so vital to these conversations, right?
Yes.
This is the key, guys. So it will help you naturally understand things. And Lindsay, what else will this do?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to show us patterns. And that's really what we want you guys to do, is to become like scientists around the language, language scientists, to pick up on the pattern so that you store it in your bank and you know what those patterns are that tend to move the conversation in a 180, right? A 180 or 90 degree turn. You know what those are. So now, next, you're that level where you're predicting that, right, Michelle? Is that what we're trying to go for? You're foreseeing that.
Yeah. You are predicting. Mm. That's exactly what you're doing, Lindsay.
Yeah.
So I love that. So guys, we are going to give you guys a practice here on the show. We are going to play a clip from our conversations and coffee. And you're going to hear that this is what happens, right? So
okay, cool.
We're going to play this clip. It's fun. It's about TV. Okay. And this was our conversation we had about binge watching, right? Lindsay, do you remember that?
I do, of course. Everyone has something to say about binge watching.
Yes.
So this is likely something that would tend to escalate and start to go really fast and start to move in different directions. So guys, again, this is a clip from one of our weekly quizzes, one of our weekly listening clips that you would be getting part of it, right? If you were in the program. Okay. So cool. So cool.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, so you're going to hear this clip. And when you're listening to this clip, okay, I want you to think to yourself, why does the conversation move forward? And how do the comments tie together, right? Mm. So this idea is, you know, how are, like, I like what you said, Lindsay. Like, why does it escalate? Right? How does the conversation escalate? I really like that word there, because, you know, things start off in one way and they end in another way. And then you get to that boom, boom, boom. From talking about, I can't stop saying that.
Now I'm curious about this clip. I'm excited to hear it. So should we play the clip? So, go ahead and play the clip for our listeners.
Let's play it. But remember, guys, just focus on that. Why does the conversation move forward? That's it. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's play the clip.
Cue the clip. But the quality of TV shows have gotten that much better, too. Like, Orange is the New Black is the first show I ever saw on Netflix, or really started to really watch on Netflix. And the writing in that show is so good that I did binge it because I wanted to. It was so good. You know, that's the other thing. The quality is better now.
There are so many times at the end of the night where I'm like, no, 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 I can't. I'm not going to watch the next one. I'm not going to watch the next one. And this is with a lot of shows. Then you get to the end of it and it's so like, oh, my gosh, that you just have to. I just watched Dead to Me.
Oh, that is such a good show. With Christina Applegate and the Linda, what's her name?
Applegate. She's cool. Gates. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Freaks and Geeks. I love that show. I loved that show. And that was the type of show where something would happen right at the end where you're like, okay, I guess I'm watching this forever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's a cliffhanger.
We'll watch the next one.
Okay, Michelle. So we are back, right? So what happened there? What happened in that conversation?
Okay, so, well, basically what happened is, Lindsay, you were explaining a point, and it led to much more, right? Because it was a really interesting topic, right? Talking about TV. And, I mean, eventually, I also made a longer comment. And then from then on, it went, you know, rapid fire, right? Between all of us. And everybody started contributing, right? So, interesting. I mean, the questions were, I mean, why does the conversation move forward, and how do the conversations tie, how do the comments tie together, right? So this is kind of this idea of almost mapping out what did we say, right? So really thinking of it as a guide, picking up on even just those key words, right? Those just that one word that starts that rapid fire that gets everybody going. So, you know, that's a really good strategy to use to consider how this conversation naturally moved forward, how it naturally escalated, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is cool. I mean, imagine taking this conversation and putting it on a map, like a city map, right? It's so cool. And what exactly happens? Like, what happened, right? And then if we can understand that and do that multiple times, we'll be ready to predict and hedge and like, understand when it's about to happen in a conversation we're in, right? So why did it move forward, Michelle?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, basically, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, we all have experience with this. We were talking about, I mean, you were really starting off, you know, talking about Orange is the New Black and, you know, Netflix and how things have gotten so good. And I agreed. And you're talking about the quality. And then I chime in and I get excited because number one, we both have watched Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
And, you know, I say, talk about my experience. And then things kind of started to escalate a little bit, right? So instead of like, you were talking for a while, then I talked for a while, and then something really, really changed here. I mean, Lindsay, it was because I shared a show that I couldn't stop watching at the time. It was called Dead to Me. And what happened was Jessica also watched that show. And she got excited because, I mean, she said, that's such a good show, right? So she immediately jumped in. So really that trigger point was saying the name of the show, right, Lindsay?
Okay. So this is good. So you're suggesting that when we're throwing out names of pop culture things, we could expect other people to kind of jump in and maybe things would switch quick, like when there's a stimulus kind of, right?
It's true. Mm-hmm. Right. Because, exactly. That's such a good point because pop culture is such a great connection topic. So generally, if you say the name of something and somebody in the group, I mean, if it's a group of four people and it's something from pop culture, there's a there's a solid chance that somebody will have watched it or listened to what you're talking about or would have read that book or know that actress or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a fairly good chance, you know, if you're like a group of friends and you know each other and whatever. Mm-hmm. So that when I said the name of that show, that started things off, right?
Yeah.
So and she's, oh, that's such a good show. And then you hadn't seen it, so you shared that. And then she talks about who's in it. And then we all kind of like, right?
You know, I bet we could actually make a list. And this could be a strategy we could teach our listeners later. A list of topics like this that tend to get piled onto, like tend to be like trigger points where people are like, okay, I have something to say, right? Pop culture, movies, music, history, right? Things about history that we know about events or places we've traveled. Those are things that everyone's going to jump in and say something. So to be prepared for it and to be prepared for that conversation to swing down different streets if we're looking at a map, right? So cool.
Right. That's exactly right. And yeah, I mean, I kind of go into the show a little bit more and then, you know, it was just this really good connection moment. You know, we don't have to go through exactly the whole thing of the entire conversation, but basically we geek out. Jessica and I are geeking out. Lindsay, what does that mean to geek out?
I love that. And I'm so glad we're teaching it. So to go really deep into something and maybe to act a little nerdy, right? Because you know so much about the thing and you just keep talking and other people
you
are
get
like,
excited,
what?
Right. Right. So we usually geek out about things that we love, things that we know a lot about. So Jessica and I start to geek out, right?
Yeah.
About this show. Definitely, for sure. So that was this connection moment. So, I mean, you know, we used other words like exactly and yes to really share how we felt. So yeah, I mean, and guys, this is with conversations and coffee. We, like I've said before, we're doing topics that will cause these kind of reactions, right? We're not going to talk about something boring.
Exactly.
Because we want it to be natural. We want it to be something that will be things that people will pick up on and want to contribute to, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. And it really is filling a gap that you guys are. I don't think that you're getting this gap filled anywhere else. I haven't seen much online anywhere where English teachers are helping students really get these group conversations. So we are uniquely positioned to help you guys in this. So cool. Is there anything else we need to know about analyzing this clip, Michelle, right here?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, thinking also about the speed, right? How things kind of speed up. It's not only about, you know, what we say or that someone interrupts or something like that, but also the speed, right? Yeah. Things just kind of escalate. Again, I think that that was a really good word to say. I mean, but I mean, in general, I mean, there are other reasons why conversations might move along, but this is one of them. And it's a shared love for something, a shared interest in a topic. It's, in a word, it's connection, right?
Yeah, true. When things are a source of connection, that's when we can expect it to get harder to listen, but more important to understand in a sense, right? Because we are all about connection, not perfection. If you lose the connection in the conversation in the moment when connection could form, right? Because you felt closer to Jessica, I'm sure, after that conversation because you guys shared that love for that show, right?
Absolutely. It's exciting. It's exciting to know that someone's watching. Someone is watching what you're watching. It, you know, you do get the, especially, I mean, that is a really good show. So that, you know, when you know someone is watching something that you're really, really impressed with, it feels good. You're like, oh, you know, someone, they're validating.
It does.
That it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like it's like a sense of feeling validated in the world. Like your taste is, it's interesting. So guys, this is so important, right? Michelle, I mean, how should we wrap up the episode for today?
Okay, guys, well, this is this idea of trying to map out what you're listening to, right? This is a new listening strategy. So when you're practicing listening to these group conversations, you can say, okay, I'm going to practice listening now specifically for what escalates the conversation. What's the chain reaction? Why does one comment lead to the next? What happens to the speed of the conversation? The overall vibe? People get excited, right? So try and map out what you're listening to, especially with that quick back and forth. What was the word someone said to spark someone to take over and contribute? Why did it happen, right? And as we mentioned, I think in the last episode about this, you know, consider again how you might contribute to this topic. What would you say? Maybe you would say something like, Lindsay, like, oh, I haven't watched it, or what is it about? Yeah. Or maybe you have watched it, right? So always think about, okay, well, mm-hmm, let's take that next mm-hmm. step. Let's attach it to speaking as well and thinking quickly in the yeah. moment. What would you say? Even, and guys, it doesn't matter if you haven't seen it, right? That's yeah. not what this is about. You can still contribute or maybe mention another show or ask yeah. more questions, or maybe you know an actress from that show, right? Yeah. Think about how you would contribute.
Yeah, just because you don't share that thing in common with the other person doesn't mean you're out of the conversation forever. It's your job to figure out how to get back in, right?
Exactly. And sometimes you've got to get creative.
Yeah, but if you can't understand what they're saying because they're going so fast and they're escalating, then we're in trouble. We can't get back in. And that's when we get left behind. Guys, so yes. to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen, to get more practice with these skills, you do want to sign up for our Conversations and Coffee program. Michelle, where can they go to sign up?
AllEarsEnglish.com/fast.
Awesome. So excited. So looking forward to seeing you guys over there. And Michelle, this has been another great episode analyzing our conversation. We're being geographers here. We're mapping things out.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. So guys, this was a lot of fun. Practice with the strategy. Let us know how it goes. And really, yeah, like Lindsay said, don't get left behind in those conversations, right?
Get
practice
left behind
with the escalation. It.
So good. So good. Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.